Hey, I'm Lydia Isnanto, and this is Dreampreneurs Chat. It's a show where I chat with dream chasers all around the world who make their passion their paycheck, loving the risk they took and the job they do. On this show, I chat with Karina Frankie, who is in the business of creating human connections. As the CEO and creator of Brand Besties, she has built a national platform for creating strategic brand engagement programs for some of the world's most iconic category leaders and new stars on the rise. Karina sees a future of endless possibilities by adding value to people. For a self-made woman
like me. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome back to Dreampreneurs Chat Show. And today we have a founder and CEO of Brand Besties. Her name is Karina Frankie. Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi guys, I'm Karina Frankie and I own an event staffing agency called Brand Besties.
Yeah, and I love how we match our colors. It's so BFF, it's so branding, everything is
we're besties
brand
already.
Yeah, right? All right, so Karina, maybe you can tell a little bit more about who you are. And your passions. What is your why behind the Brand Besties?
Sure. Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about Brand Besties. Yes. It is an event staffing agency. We hire brand ambassadors. Oftentimes you see brand ambassadors at large scale events where they're giving away free swag and asking you to try a new flavor of, you know, the newest Snapple or whatever the case is. We hire promotional models for VIP experiences. We hire hostesses, street team activations. So oftentimes when you see a bunch of people running around in branded t-shirts giving away flyers, that's oftentimes us. At least that's the type of staff that we hire. We seldom hire bartenders, but we typically stay in the experiential space. And experiential marketing is essentially the way that a brand is interacting with their audience. So right now there's a lot of noise online. There's a lot of brands just like throwing information out at you. How we offer value as an event staffing agency is by really, you know, we're that first person to interact with your audience at an event or outside and just kind of like have that conversation and develop a friendship with the brand.
I see your business now has developed, I mean, it's based in Austin, yes, but it has developed to Miami, LA, New York, and all over, I think, the States, you know, like, so how did you start that?
Sure. So yeah, we are a nationwide agency, and it started back when I was a Texas Hold'em poker dealer. We hired a game girl, basically a hostess, to walk around the table and serve drinks and prepare foods and whatnot. And I just remember her. She was so beautiful. And she also had this amazing confidence about her. And I thought, man, I really want to get to know this woman. Like, who is she? And what I learned about her in the early days was that she was a brand ambassador for Pantene Pro-V hair products back in the day. This was before they were in every shelf across the country. And I remember saying, wow, you get paid to talk to strangers for a living. That's what I'm hearing. And she's like, yeah, essentially, yes, I do get paid to talk to strangers. And it was in that moment that I became really interested in brand ambassador work. And then I learned about what her manager did, and I was really interested in the management aspect. And eventually along the way, with the experience as a brand ambassador, a manager, I worked my way into ownership of an agency.
Before that, were you a model as well, or?
I worked on a 15-week campaign with her doing the Pantene Pro-V hair products. And what I learned from that experience is that I wanted to do what the manager was doing. Mm-hmm. So I took her resume and I literally flew out to Chicago and New York and I tried to meet with the agency owners or just staff in general and let them know that I wanted to be a manager in Austin or San Antonio. And I actually did not get any work from that. But if, about 6 months later, I got my first management gig with Lone Star Beer.
When you're interested with this manager roles, I think this require you to like connect with a lot of people, you know, like building a network. Is it your natural talent to, you know, like so easily to connect with people, connect with strangers and, you know, partnership or those?
I appreciate you asking that because I was the girl with the 15 other brand ambassadors that was hiding behind all of the other ones early on. So that was like really, like I explored myself at that time. I realized that I wasn't as outgoing as some of the other ambassadors, But after the 15 week was over, I was much more confident. I had better communication skills because of all of the practice. And so when you ask me about my passion, part of that at this stage in my career is I'm very passionate to allow, to give these opportunities to young women to develop their communication skills. And there's so much of that that goes on in what we're doing. And it's really exciting to see that experience come to life with our brand ambassadors.
And one more thing, you're also one of the founding members of Society of We,
yes,
Women Entrepreneurs. So that is also part of your passion to empowering young women entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. When I started my company, I feel like I was surrounded by a bunch of men. There wasn't a lot of women in the field right now. And now that that so many women are coming into the field, I feel like I'm being called to be a coach and a mentor. And so I'm 100% so excited to have just a group of these amazing women who are all trying to pave their own way.
How long have you been studying this business, actually?
So my business has been around since for about 8 years now.
8 years.
And for the first 6 years, I would say that it was kind of like a side hustle. Back in the day, there was nothing, we didn't have the word entrepreneur. My business cards say business owner on them. So I don't know, I think that I thought that this was like kind of like a side hustle that I worked 4 months out of the year, I made enough money to live off of, and I could travel the rest of the time. And this was a great vehicle for me. I loved that life experience at the time. Since then, I've had a kid. I have a 3-year-old, and I realized that I couldn't really live and enjoy that lifestyle because I love and live in the lifestyle with my son. So when I decided to change what the company was, I decided to scale and go nationwide. And so since then, it has been a really exciting experience to actually do the things that entrepreneurs do to actually grow and live. But one thing I want to be clear is that I was never in this to make millions and millions of dollars. You know, that was never my intention. My intention was to have a vehicle to create flexibility in my time so that I can do what I want when I wanted. And my business did that for me for a long time. And now I'm excited to give back to my business and scale it and grow and offer more opportunities for young women across the country.
Right. And when you mentioned you build it nationwide, so how do you build a strong team? You know, like, do you meet them face to face? How did the hiring process, you know, for you, like, how do you choose this is the right one for your team?
Sure. Yeah, we definitely, that's a big key. We are face to face with all of our event staff. And I know it sounds tedious. A lot of times our competitors are first available and it's a lot of warm bodies, but we're really methodical. Brand Besties is very methodical about who we're placing because we want the person to match the brand culture and the personality of the brand. And so it takes some time to develop that relationship with the brand ambassador to find out if they're truly the right fit for the experience. And it's really not for the client, it's for them too. We want to put them in an experience where they're going to enjoy and where they're going to thrive. So if we're just placing them in any sort of experience and the client may not be in alignment with their personality, there's going to be friction and it's not going to be a pleasant experience for anyone. Mm. And even now we're developing a strong training experience for our ambassadors. And a big part of that is like really just sharing with them the opportunity that they have at their fingertips. I mean, you know, everyone is born into the world and we grow up with these life experiences that give us these communication skills, you know. The challenge is there's always room to grow. There's always room to perfect those communication skills by developing and specializing in certain things. When you're out in the community and you're bringing awareness to products, you start to realize like what tools you can use to get your message across effectively. Because essentially when you communicate, that's the whole point, right? Is to effectively communicate with someone else. And so things like body language, you know, what to do and what not to do, recognizing the status of the person you're speaking to. Are you talking to a millennial or are you speaking to someone who has much more professional experience?
But that's really good, like what you're doing. So you also provide training first for them.
And oh, absolutely.
That's really good. Like, I mean, like they are not just suddenly out of the blue, doesn't know anything.
Right. No, like even, you know, narrating stories is really important. So sometimes it can be fictional or not, but the truth is, like, if you can connect with your audience by telling them a great story,
yeah,
that is going to, you're going to have more effective communication in that moment.
True.
And these experiences as a brand ambassador promotional model gives you that opportunity to practice those skills out in the community, which will then help you increase your social and professional life along the way, you know. One thing that I'm really proud of is many of our ambassadors have been asked to work full-time positions with my clients. So VaynerMedia, Gary Vaynerchuk's company, he was a client of ours for like an 18 city tour across the country. And we hired two tour managers and a few other brand ambassadors. And one of our tour managers was such an amazing gift to that experience that his team asked if they could hire him full-time as an account manager at VaynerMedia. The client was blown away by his authenticity and his professionalism and just his work ethic and decided that he needs to be a part of VaynerMedia. And since then, he's gone from, you know, entry-level account manager to just being promoted time and time again. And I had a conversation with him late last year, and he's like, Karina, my life has changed. It's so amazing. Like, this was such a beautiful experience for me, and I'm so grateful that you gave me the opportunity to be on tour. And this happens often, and this, I think, is the highlight of my career. One of the women ambassadors that worked for me often, or for Brand Besties, in Austin, we moved her temporarily to Dallas, Texas to work with one of our bigger clients, F45 Training. They're a new fitness franchise that is out of Australia, and we had a huge team out in Dallas. She must have knocked it out of the park because not only did she leave Dallas, she moved to California to become the global marketing director of F45 Fitness. And she has the skill set. She has a business degree and a master's degree in marketing and international communication. So she was primed for this position, but the experience of becoming a brand ambassador first to show all of her talents was essential for this beautiful like coming together of this experience for her. And she is loving and living the life of her dreams. She's out in LA. She travels all the time. I mean, things are just really great for her.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like you providing this opportunity for your staff to grow, to become like really the best of themselves.
Yes.
And so is that a challenge for you because like your staff might, you know, like might not be able to stay permanenty with your company and then have to move to another company or how?
No, I don't see it as a challenge at all. In fact, I see it as just a blessing. I see it as this is like a platform for them to launch from. And the more I see this, the more I feel like I'm doing my good in the world.
Stay right there and we will be right back.
And honestly, like, I think the money is always a challenge, you know, cash flow is a challenge, but the more money we make, the more money we want to invest in these programs to really help women get from that place in their life to better communication skills, to more talent, to more experiences, and getting to where they really want to go. So for me, I'm not intimidated by brands poaching, like taking staff. I feel really honored that they like my staff so much. It tells me that we are doing a really great job.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing how a brand ambassadors can go to that kind of level of career because of somebody who have a big heart like you. I mean, that's really amazing.
Thank you.
So Karina, you have been doing this by your own, right? You are the only owner, or do you have co-founder with?
I'm the only owner.
Right. And for 8 years.
Yes. Yeah. For 8 years.
And so as a person and as a woman, you know, like what is the most challenging time? You know, it's like the downtime where you almost give up.
And, you know, I think there was a time where I felt it was in 2014. I remember specifically I was feeling very overwhelmed. I was feeling like I wasn't really doing anything. I thought that I needed to do something else. I was looking into fitness and all other industries and thinking that I was going to start a real business and something else. Because again, this was a side hustle. It was, you know, I made six figures. I pocketed six figures and I was able to travel the world and live my life and create friendships and just like really do the things that I wanted to do. So during this time, I didn't think that I was going to build and scale this company the way that I am today. And I think part of that reason, and Tony Robbins told me this when I was sitting in one of his seminars or one of his conferences, that most business owners, they get burned out because they don't set their goals high enough. And that to me was like, whoa, he's talking to me. Of 5,000 people, I know he's talking to me. Because at that time, I had achieved everything that I wanted. My goals were my parents' goals. I wanted a brand new car that I could pay off. I wanted a house, and I wanted a business that was over six figures. And I had all of that by 2013. So by 2014, I was kind of sitting there like, like what's next? You know, twiddling my fingers. And when Tony said that, I said, oh my goodness, that's what it is. I don't have any other goals to reach. I need to create new goals. So I had my son in 2015, just a year later. So already my mind was like going, like, what am I going to do? What are my new big goals? You know, what do I need to plan? And so in the end of 2016, after I had a year with my son, I decided that I would take my agency full time and that I would treat it like a full time business and that I would scale it. That's why often I tell women in mentor sessions, you know, sometimes they see these big grand pictures of being the next, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and, you know, Sarah Blakely. And like, the thing is, those are really amazing visions and goals. But what if you just got out of your 9-to-5? What if you made an extra $10,000 to $20,000 in salary and you did it on your own terms? Like, wouldn't that be amazing? You know, for so many women who have kids, it's just amazing what if they're bookkeepers? Why not be a bookkeeper for yourself? You can still make $40,000 plus an extra $20,000 somewhere along the way, and you get to decide when you work. You get to work from home. You get the flexibility that you need to pick up your son at 3 o'clock, yeah. You know? And that to me is like an amazing life. So I think it's more of a mindset and how do you want to live this life experience as a business owner, as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's really amazing. So, Corina, if let's say there is one advice that you can give for many women entrepreneurs out there, especially also mompreneurs. I know there's a lot of mompreneurs that's not easy to keep pursuing what they want to do and also with their, you know, responsibility with the kid, you know. So what would be your advice for them?
You know, my advice changes on the years, but guys, take your kids places, let them see you be an entrepreneur, ask your friends if they can come to a meeting or to a gathering, you know, take them to the big networking events and put them in a room with their iPad. Don't miss out on these opportunities because you're a mom. Like, you can be a mom, you can be a business owner, you can be a wife, you can be a sister, you can be all the things. And then also, you don't have to have a label. You know, you take out the mom label, and what does that get you? Take out the entrepreneur label, and what does that get you? You know, I feel like too often we're saying that we can't do things because we're a mom, and mom shouldn't do that, and mom should be at home with their kids, or whatever the case is, but that's not the case. Find your tribe, find people that really want to help you, and then ask for help. You know, if you really want to go see the owner of Milk and Honey speak at a roundtable event of 20 entrepreneurs, go and take your kid if you don't have a babysitter or whatever the case is, you know. Take them, put them in the room next door and give them an iPad, and there's probably another mom with their kid there too. So don't let that intimidate you, you know, like, you decide what feels right for you. And if it feels right, but you're not sure if it feels right to anyone else, just ask.
I think that's really give hope for a lot of mompreneurs out there. There's one more question I would like to ask. You mentioned that before that you were really somebody who is like hiding at the back, you know, like you're not somebody who is outspoken or something. So if there is any introvert entrepreneurs out there who really need this skill from you, what is the advice you can give? Like, yeah, you know, like, this is a lot of people, this is a really a big stretch for them especially those who really artists, you know, like creatives who really love their arts, their crafts. But as a business owner, they really need to push themselves out to talk with people, to network.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And, you know, and don't be intimidated. Like, introverts are very powerful business owners. If you can hone in and just really accept that you don't have to be super animated and outgoing and big and bubbly to like get your message across. I think the biggest the advice I would give is just to be direct. You know, if you need something or you have something to say, like, communicate that. Because too often I hear, this is what I hear women say, you know, they backstabbed me, or they took my graphic design art and they used it on someone else's. My graphic designer took my ideas and used it for someone else. And for me, I think just communicate early on that these are the expectations of this experience of us working together. And I think if you can communicate all of your expectations early on, the two of you are in this like dating relationship, you know, no one's mad at each other right now. This is simply a conversation and everyone's coming to terms and agreeing on what the outcome is going to look like. So if you can like vision what the outcome will look like and you can clearly explain that to others, that's really helpful.
Right. And I believe that they will take a lot of mistakes as well when they not used to communicate and suddenly they have to start communicating and explain their visions, you know, like sometimes they don't know how to explain this part, you know. So I think don't be afraid to fall into mistake and just rise up again and just forget it and move on.
Keep going. And you know, guys, there's coaches out there that you can call on and say, hey, I really need to have this hard conversation. Can we role play? Can you help me with some intros and some exits? Like, how do I do this? There's communication coaches out there. So if you're really feeling that that's a block for you, please find some coaching around it. It's really helpful.
Right. Thank you so much. That's really amazing. So for audience out there who wants to get to know more about Brand Besties,
sure.
How do they find you or about you? I mean, if you have your own personal website and you're also a business consultant, right? I mean,
Yeah. You know, I haven't done, I feel like the more that I get out into the open and I share my truth with others, whether that's public speaking or one-on-one mentorship, I do get asked often if I can, you know, do one-on-one coaching or have a workshop. And so I'm kind of feeling into that right now and exploring what that might look like for me and my schedule. But if you want to find me on Instagram, I talk a lot there. It's Corina Frankie. It's CorinaFrankie at Corina Frankie. And then you can also find us on Instagram at Brand Besties. And then brandbesties.com, obviously, our website.
All right, so don't forget to check her out and the Brand Besties. Thank you so much, Corina. I mean, this is really amazing to meet somebody who also a woman and also who passionate with entrepreneurship and also have a passion for a real human. I mean, you're not only chasing money, but then you're also passionate with developing people.
And that's, you know, really, I appreciate you saying that because the more value you bring to the table, the money will just be there. It flows. You know, I saw Tony Robbins tell a story and he was just, I mean, this guy offers so much value. This one guy just rode like a wad of cash into his hand. And Tony's like, wow, what is this, man? And the guy was like, donate it. And Tony's like, whoa, are you serious? And the guy said it again, donate it. And Tony's like, all right. And he put it in his pocket. But I think I was so blown away because I'm like, this guy is such a money magnet because he's offering tremendous value and the money just flows in.
Wow.
So offer value and the money will come.
Yes. Wow, I think I have to check out that Tony as well. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Sorry, thank you so much, Corina. I almost forgot. I almost called
it Tony.
I almost said thank you so much, Tony. Sorry. Thank you so much, Corina. I appreciate your time. And so thank you so much for our audience who are listening and also watching out there. So stay tuned and don't forget, don't give up and just keep moving on and always learn to communicate. Okay, bye.
Bye. For a self-made woman like
me. This podcast is available on iTunes and other major podcast platforms. If you like this show, please subscribe and give your rating and review on iTunes. That means a lot to help the show keep going. You can also watch the video podcast series at youtube.com/Lydia Isnanto. See you on the next brand new chat. Until then, remember to share your story with someone. Because you never know how one sentence of your life story could inspire others to rewrite their